This is episode number 2251 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Chris Hemsworth.
That made you thirsty, didn't it? Just saying that made you thirsty.
Okay. Oh, I was all I had to talk now. Chris Hemsworth says his wife, Elsa Pataky, whatever, wasn't a big fan of his jacked physique in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Wow.
My wife was like, bleh, it's too much.
Oh, come on. What woman would say that?
It was a lot.
Yeah, but still, he's Thor.
He's Thor.
She gets to sleep with Thor. Really?
I know. So, you know what, Elsa Pataky? If there's a spot open in my driveway, if it's too much for you to handle, I'm here to tell
you're
you.
You're woman enough, right, Morgan?
I am woman enough.
All right.
So Chris said in a new interview with USA Today, there's a lot of my male friends who are like, yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of female friends and family are like, yuck.
Oh, man.
So Chris said, and it won't be, he would stop, it's not permanent.
All he has to do is stop working out.
So Chris said he got larger than ever for his latest appearance as the God of Thunder. He says it came from boredom. Sitting in COVID lockdown was like a prison.
Well, I could see that.
It was train, eat, train, eat. Nothing else
train,
to do.
Train, eat, train, eat. Sleep, train, eat.
Watch
Elsa
Pataky,
videos.
Yeah. If all he had to do was train and eat.
Yeah.
Again, obviously, you can't handle it. Because there's a third thing in there to do.
Yes, there is.
Then he said, then I turned up for the film bigger than I've ever been. He's huge already.
Had to get new costuming, I'm sure. Well, they need new costuming anyway.
So Elsa says, he's huge already, but when I saw his arms, they were twice as big as normal, as wide as my head. Now, Elsa's been married to Chris since 2010. She has a cameo early in the film as a woman who kisses Thor while atop a large wolf.
Is she atop the large wolf or is he? Probably him, when you think. And she kisses him. I wonder what Natalie Portman thinks about that. Although they're not really boyfriend-girlfriend anymore, are they? I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Well, I do know that for Chris Hemsworth, he did go vegan for a little bit before he had his kissing scene with Natalie Portman.
He was vegan. She's vegan, so she wouldn't kiss a carnivore.
No, that's not it. I guess this is something that he did.
Okay, all right, okay.
He's such a gentleman.
I heard somewhere that Liam almost ended up being Thor.
Nope.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
I know,
yeah,
I did too.
I'm like, what?
No.
No, I can't. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed and Thor was actually in Hunger Games and...
No.
Married to Miley Cyrus for a couple of months. That
would
have been weird.
No. Or if Miley Cyrus was sleeping with Thor.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say. You know?
No.
No, okay.
No.
But there's a spot on your driveway.
Heck yeah. There's a spot on my driveway. There's a list of certain people that are welcome to take up that spot.
All righty.
So Britney Spears ran out of gas on the freeway.
You know, and I was worried about her. Two things. I'm worried about her driving, number one. Number two, she lives in Los Angeles, so doubly worried about her driving. And number three, Brittany, I know you're worried about social media. I know you're worried about showing your tatas, hopefully not in your car while you're driving, but you do need to check the gas gauge. And when you're close to E, it shouts at you. What kind of car does she have?
A Mercedes-Benz.
It dings at you. When you're
most
out of gas,
do ding,
ding,
yes.
ding, ding. You've got probably about 50 miles to get some gas in your car. Just saying. Anyway, continue.
Are
Hopefully
you sure?
she's okay.
Because
Hopefully she's okay. No harm was was befallen on her.
And that's our Who Cares News, boys and girls.
No, I'm sure there's more news there than that.
It was on the 101 freeway.
Oh, no.
That we're very familiar with.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles on Tuesday night.
No.
So cops got a call around 10 p.m. about a Mercedes blocking one lane of traffic.
Oh, I've been out there at that time.
When they got there, surprisingly, her car wasn't smashed.
Yeah. Wow.
It was in the middle of the highway, and she was waiting in the backseat of a random passerby's vehicle.
Well, they say whenever something happens to you on the freeway, you should remain in your vehicle.
If I was in a lane, heck no.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I would be hightailing it to the shoulder, and I'd be
cowering
there.
Imagine the passerby. Who, you know, maybe she like, oh, darn, I'm out of gas, got out of her car, ran to the side of the highway, and kind of was like waving at people, and somebody pulled over and they go, can we help you, miss? Oh, you're Britney Spears. Would you like to get in the back of my car? We won't kidnap you. I promise.
Well, I mean, we see these things all the time about, you know, a car on the freeway and get people don't see, especially at nighttime.
Well, it's dangerous for the people who are driving as well.
It's dangerous for everybody.
Yeah, well, maybe she put her flashers on.
So police pushed Britney's white Mercedes to the side of the road, and they waited with her until her husband, Sam Ashgari, came to pick her up, and she was reportedly very grateful to the police.
Well, I'm sure she was.
And
did
I would
she
think...
show him something?
Right.
Like her driver's license or her boobs.
You don't have to wait for social media. I'll show you them right here.
Oh, my God.
I'm hoping she was grateful to the people who she sat
in
their
car. Yeah, I would think so. Well, I'm sure she took selfies. I'm sure.
Oh,
I would if I was... Well, it depends on what kind of shape she was in. You know, if she hadn't got her makeup done that day or, you know,
well,
she
we don't
wasn't
know.
Wearing the right clothes.
We don't know if Sam brought a gas can or not. And there's no pictures or video yet.
Oh, you keep looking. You'll find some. It is dangerous. The 101, stopped anywhere on any freeway.
Any freeway.
At night. The 101, especially through the San Fernando Valley, believe it or not, is 12 lanes, but it's kind of got a lot of turns in it.
Yeah.
So you could be hauling ass, and then all of a sudden you come upon a car that's stuck right in the middle of the lane.
Yep.
That could be very dangerous for everybody. But I'm glad she's okay. Glad the Mercedes
she's
is
fortunate.
Okay.
Fortunate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so glad the Mercedes
Brittany,
is okay. Yeah.
When your car tells you it's out of gas, it's out of gas. I'm sure you've got
it
a black card
appear.
That you could go to the AMPM and get some gas.
Or any fine gas station.
Could be any of them.
Any of them.
Yeah.
They all carry gas. And they all take American Express and Visa.
And
MasterCard.
You can afford it. You're Britney Effin Spears. With our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
Halle Berry wouldn't run out of gas.
No.
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.